This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. This summer, tens of millions of Americans received privacy notices in the mail from their banks, mortgage companies, or brokerage houses. Financial companies are now required to provide such information under a law that went into effect last month. But if you bank online, your personal information may not be quite as private as you'd like. NPR's Emily Harris reports that many online financial institutions have not moved with the times when it comes to protecting privacy.
According to the American Bankers Association, 1 in 7 households in America have used internet banking. Add to that online brokerages and mortgage companies, and Ari Schwartz of the Center for Democracy and Technology gets concerned.
You can sign up for services online, you can do bill pay online, you can check your account balance online. But we asked the simple question, can consumers control their own information online?
New privacy laws say financial institutions must tell customers how they use personal information. If they share with outside companies, customers must be given the chance to say no. Schwartz's group says banks with online services aren't doing a good enough job offering that information in a convenient electronic format. For example, more than half the financial sites surveyed do share information with unaffiliated companies, and 60% of those make customers call or write a physical letter to opt out. Schwartz says that defeats the point of online service.
The basic message from this report really is that consumers have to go out there and read the privacy policies. The onus is on the consumer online.
But that consumer burden is explicitly written into the law. Online or off, financial institutions simply have to offer customers the option to restrict sharing of their personal information. Schwartz's group did find half a dozen online mortgage companies they say may be breaking the law by accepting personal financial information without providing either a privacy notice or a way to opt out. The group is filing a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. FTC lawyer Laura Berger says online relationships can require online privacy notices.
To the extent that a consumer can log on to a website and initiate a new customer relationship, a financial institution would be obligated to deliver the notice electronically because they have to deliver the notice no later than when the customer relationship is established.
The Center for Democracy and Technology's survey found most online financial institutions are complying with the letter of the law. Some even go further, giving customers the option to say no to information sharing among affiliates, which is allowed by law. Privacy advocates want Congress to make this stricter practice a requirement, but American Bankers Association counsel John Byrne says banks can go in that direction on their own.
This is just the beginning of the process. You're going to see in the next several years banks making adjustments based on customer input. We do not feel that there needs to be adjustments in the law, and in fact, we have been opposing changes that would not allow us to share information within our same family of companies because we think that makes us more efficient.
The new financial privacy laws just started in July. Federal regulators say they're waiting to see if consumers think they have enough control, online and off, before considering possible changes. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.